nonpartisan training program. Our goal is to increase the number of women in politics, regardless of political party.
Iowa State journalism professor Kelly Winfrey, who also heads up research and outreach at the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women in Politics, welcomes what she says is a record number of participants. This is the second of 3 day-long programs in Ames, offering tips and tools for running a campaign and getting elected. Ready to Run is offered in odd-numbered years. Some participants have already declared their candidacy, others may wait a bit. Catt Center Director Diane Bystrom credits the 2016 election cycle for this year's increased interest.
On one side, it affected, I think, women that were inspired to run with the idea that I think their expectation was we were going to have a woman president. And when we didn't, you know, we've had some conversations where they say things like, you know, I needed to make sure that I was representing the interests of women in my community.
But she is quick to point out that the program doesn't only attract Democrats. Republicans have also responded to the energy around the notion of more women stepping into the political arena. And Bystrom says there's lots of room for more Republican women.
We're not going to increase the overall number of women in politics if we can't do more increasing on the side of Republicans.
Ready to Run organizers say this year, for the first day alone, 140 people registered. Previously, the highest attendance was about 70 people. Jody Clemens of Springdale, near West Branch, is running for state house and says this particular moment moved her to action.
Right now, I am so inspired by the enthusiasm of people joining the political process for the first time.
Clemens was a county chair during the 2016 caucuses, but this is her first go at getting elected. A financial advisor, she says she's used to talking about money, which, like politics, can make people uncomfortable. So they avoid the subject.
People don't talk about money, and then they often make bad decisions because of it. People don't talk about politics, and then they often make bad decisions because of it.
Clemens wants to help voters avoid casting a ballot against what she says could be their own self-interest. That can happen, she says, when voters aren't involved and don't fully see the repercussions. And she'd like to bring some civility back into the campaign process. Here at the workshop, she's soaking in every morsel on offer.
I am just immersing myself in as much information as I can gather as we literally form our campaign at our kitchen table right now, my husband and I.
For Brenda Case, the idea of running for Ottumwa City Council predates the 2016 election results. She took steps toward being a candidate last year, but was thwarted when a primary snuck up on her.
On the day I should have turned in my nomination papers, I was meeting with my committee about logos and I missed the deadline. So it was just not knowing.
Case says even though she served on city boards and commissions and worked with politicians, she didn't know how to launch a campaign. From Ready to Run, she's learned about campaign finance rules and how to ask for money.
Is a terrifying thing to me, so it was a stumbling block. And I think the biggest part of both this session and the previous two is confidence builder.
Most, but not all, of those attending this workshop were women. ISU's Bystrom says more women of color attended than ever before. Last fall, several 2015 Ready to Run participants made a bid for office, and Bystrom says overall, female candidates had a higher success rate than men.
Getting women to run is really the first step.
But she points out, in all races, the incumbent is favored, regardless of gender. So the program encourages first-time candidates to seek uncontested seats whenever possible. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.